Our gospel for today is found in the 6th chapter of Matthew. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus said, "Do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth, where moth and rust consume and where thieves break in and steal. But store up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust consumes, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Grace be unto you in peace from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. My wife and I were driving in Worcester, and we went past the Days Inn in Worcester. And my wife reminded me that it was almost 2 years since we moved into our new house in Worcester. And in fact, it was 2 years from 2 days ago that we moved into what we called our home away from home. That there was a break in between our two homes, and so we were homeless for about 3 weeks, and our home was that Days Inn in Worcester. So 2 years ago, 2 days ago, we started our homeless stint in the Days Inn in Worcester. But we moved out of our house 2 years and 2 days ago. We moved because we were no longer living in Wadsworth, and the kids were gone. In Wadsworth, we had a nice 2,400 square foot house. It was a little bit older, but it was a wonderful house to raise a family. So when we bought our new house in Worcester, we decided that it was time to downsize. We didn't need all that space, and instead we decided to get something newer so things wouldn't keep breaking. Knowing that we had to go from a 2,400 square foot house to a 1,400 square foot house, we decided that we needed to get rid of a lot of stuff. We gave a ton of stuff away to my wife's church's rummage sale. We took trips and trips and trips down to the church, it seemed like, to give away things to the rummage sale. And then when we moved into the house, we found that there was still way too much stuff in our basement. So we donated more stuff to the next year's rummage sale. But there was still a lot of stuff in our basement. So we bought shelving, and we put shelving so we could go put everything on shelving down there. And a few weeks ago, we went down there and we found that we hadn't touched anything on those shelves in the last 2 years except for about four kitchen items. We really didn't need them, and we didn't miss them. So we're now working in our basement every weekend, and we're taking stuff to Goodwill. We have a lot of stuff in our lives, don't we? Do you know there is 2.3 billion square feet of rentable self-storage space in the United States? We have so much stuff that sometimes our houses can't even hold it. But where is our treasure found? Is it in that stuff? Stuff is important. We need stuff for our lives. But our true treasure is not in our stuff. You know, pastors have the opportunity and privilege to be with people in their final days, and rarely, as they look back in their life, do they talk about the things that they acquired. The stuff. I'm sure, as my life comes to a close, I will not remember that I won't be talking about that Mustang convertible I had in college. That's not going to be what is, I look back as the true treasure of my life. You know, stuff of things that moths can eat and rust can destroy. My Mustang rusted out. The things that thieves can break in and steal. But people, as they go through their last moments, they talk about family. They talk about friends. They talk about moments with God and children that they have taught and mission trips that they've taken. They talk about vacations and laughter. They share stories that are amusing and meaningful. They don't talk about salaries. They talk about God. And they talk about people. The next 4 weeks, we're going to be talking about how we invest things in our life. And there's no denying it. You know, you have to talk about money. First of all, Jesus talked about money. In fact, Jesus talked more about money than heaven and hell combined. Jesus talked about money more than anything else except for the kingdom of God. 11 of Jesus' 39 parables were on money. One out of every 7 verses in the Gospel of Luke talks about money. Why does Jesus talk so much about money? Well, in the Sermon on the Mount, we see that Jesus is looking at our heart. He cares about the hearts of God's people. He talks about money and treasure because he knows that those things affect all of our hearts. He knows how money can put stress on our relationships. How money can cause division in and among people. Money and its pursuit can become all-consuming and burdensome. You know, those who have lost their jobs or find money hard to find will tell you that's not just a financial issue, but an emotional and spiritual one as well. Jesus talks about money because he cares about our hearts. Usually when we think of where our heart is, our treasure will follow. If you think about it, Jesus says the exact opposite. Where our treasure is, that's where our heart will be also. This is not just a minor change in semantics. Jesus knows the place where we spend our money can become our treasure, whether we want it to or not. You see, financial commitments always require time and energy. They have this way of pulling our heart in a direction that sometimes not even God nor us even intended. You know, if we buy a house and spend too much money, we have no choice but to spend time and energy and money paying for it. Like all those repairs on that old house. But when you put your treasure into anything, your heart will follow. Billy Graham was asked late in his life, if you would change anything about your life, what would you change? His answer is rather surprising. He said, yes, of course. I'd spend more time at home and with my family. I would study less. I would have preached less. I wouldn't have taken so many speaking engagements. Whenever I counsel someone who feels that they're called to be an evangelist, I always urge them to guard their time and do not feel like you have to do everything. If you didn't have your debt or commitments, and if you could choose to store up your treasure, where will it be? Do Billy Graham's words resonate with you? I tell you, they resonate with me. As I've gotten older, Christmas keeps getting harder and harder for me. I have a hard time coming up with a Christmas list. What I really want at Christmas is that family dinner. You know, I look forward to Christmas carols and the 11 o'clock service. I look forward to, believe it or not, shopping, Christmas shopping. Because I like to give gifts for others. I like to get other people's stuff. But the older I get, what is important to me at Christmas time has changed. My treasure at Christmas has changed. Jesus tells us that we have the opportunity to lay up treasures in heaven. And when we're investing our lives in the things of God and in relationships with others, we find that our hearts no longer feel disconnected. Disconnected from God and even disconnected with others. In the end, isn't that what's most important in our lives? I think so. What beginning steps can you take to lay up treasure in heaven? Amen.